XRP ledger amendments target 530 mailers in tokenized Wall Street assets. The XRP ledger has proposed a set of protocol amendments designed to support roughly $530 million in tokenized real-world assets issued by Wall Street firms, according to CoinDesk reporting published on August 7, 2026. The changes are aimed at making the network a settlement venue for institutional tokenized funds, credit products, and other traditional finance instruments moving on-chain. XRP traded at $1.04 as of August 8, 2026, up 0.9% over 24 hours but down 2.55% on the week, per CoinMarketCap data. The token has not reacted sharply to the amendment news, which is consistent with a protocol-level development rather than a market-moving catalyst. The amendments and what they change, amendments on the XRP ledger, are on-chain protocol upgrades that validators vote to activate. They only take effect once a supermajority of validators signals support over a sustained window, which is a deliberate check against rushed or contested changes. The current batch focuses on features that institutions ask for before they will settle regulated assets on a public network. Finer-grained controls over who can hold and transfer a token, compliance hooks, and mechanics suited to funds and credit instruments rather than retail payments. The $530 million figure represents the tokenized asset value the ledger's backers want these features to accommodate, not a sum already settled on the network. That distinction matters. A target is a pipeline, not a balance. The amendments are the technical groundwork meant to convert institutional interest into live settlement flow. Positioning against a crowded field, tokenized real-world assets have become one of the more concrete institutional crypto narratives of 2026. BlackRock's tokenized fund recently earned S&P Global's top AAAM rating, a signal that ratings agencies are now willing to grade on-chain vehicles the way they grade money market funds. Denari brought hundreds of tokenized U.S. stocks to investors using Circle's USDC. Wells Fargo said it plans to launch tokenized deposits this fall on its own blockchain. Most of that activity has gravitated toward Ethereum and permissioned bank chains. The XRP ledger's argument is that a purpose-built settlement network with sub-second finality and low fixed costs suits institutional volume better than a general-purpose smart contract chain. The counterargument is equally clear. Ethereum has the deepest pool of tokenization tooling, auditors, and issuers already deployed, and switching costs are real. The amendments are the XRP ledger's attempt to close that tooling gap at the protocol level instead of relying on third-party contracts. The settlement layer bet for issuers, the appeal of settling on a public ledger is speed and transparency. Traditional security settlement still runs on batch cycles and intermediaries. A tokenized fund that settles atomically on chain removes counterparty steps and shortens the gap between trade and finality. The risk sits in concentration and governance. A network that positions itself as institutional infrastructure inherits institutional expectations around uptime, dispute resolution, and regulatory reporting. Validator-driven amendments spread that responsibility across the network's operators rather than a single company, which is a feature for decentralization and a complication for accountability when something goes wrong. None of this touches everyday users directly yet. Tokenized Wall Street assets are wholesale instruments, not consumer products. The connection to retail crypto spending is indirect. The more real-world value that settles on public ledgers, the deeper the stablecoin and payment rails that eventually feed consumer tools like crypto cards and stablecoin spending. That plumbing is still years from touching a card swipe. The near-term test. The immediate question is validator adoption. Amendments do not activate on announcement. They activate when enough validators run the software and vote yes over the required window. Watch the on-chain amendment status, rather than the headline dollar figure. The second test is whether any named issuer commits assets once the features go live. A $530 million target, with zero live tokenized funds behind it, is a specification. The same target with a signed institutional issuer behind it is a business. The amendment vote will show up on chain within weeks. The issuer commitments, if they come, will take longer to confirm.